show you how easy it is to fabricate a new reality. It's a fake. The polls are fake. The news is fake. The elections are all fake. Everything is fake. It's that you're living in a fucking sorry, fucked up, military-grade mind control experiment. And it's working. It is major.
So you can forget about Google, because that's going to be a very, very nasty little setup over there once it allows you to. You know, you're going to type in the word love, and it's going to come back. Wow, you war.
That's love.
It's war. You know? Oh, peace?
Yes.
Killing people. That's peace.
This is a will to power, man. In a last ditch effort, they will ignite a nuclear device on an American city. Absolutely, positively. You're too busy hanging on for dear survival. I'm starting to think, fuck it. Maybe an 80% population reduction is in order.
So get ready for a roller coaster ride. And please welcome with me Vox.
Christian viewer suit. $750. It's got a subtle pinstripe there with the perfunctory blue and gold stripe, which projects the right power semiotic. It's all about image. It doesn't have to be real. If you're going to rob a bank, when you run out of the bank with the bags of money, you need to have one of these underneath your bank robber outfit. This way, you tear off the outfit. You've got this. You're thrown right by the cops. And there's only one more thing that's more effective than this, which would of course be a yarmulke with those curls outside. The elite hate your guts. And they want you dead. And they have a plan. Why do they want you dead? Because you're breathing their air and drinking their water, yeah. Eating their food. This is really how they think, you know? They hate your guts, man. They sit down and they're looking up in their ivory tower and they see you, people with your babies and babies having babies and stuff, and they've got a plan. And you have to kind of admire them because, like, you know, at least they're doing something. Like, if anybody's reactionary, and I don't want anybody to think I'm some, like, Democrat or some kind of liberal or some kind of, you know, conservative or, you know, I wear a baseball cap or chew gum or anything.
There's, like, no comparison between, like, a candlelight vigil, say, and slamming two planes into towers and bringing them down in a controlled demolition. I mean, that's exciting. You know, I mean, people want a little excitement in their life, you know, and I'm sorry, candlelight vigils are extremely lame. So liberals,
or whatever you are,
better get excited, get happy, make some buildings come down. I don't say necessarily kill innocent people, that's not cool, but maybe if more buildings came down, or it would be kind of groovy and exciting, you know. Oh, yeah. The patient is in a state of coma. In fact, it's dying right now. It needs, like, convulsing jolts of hyper-electricity in order to wake up, you know? Because we're dying, you know? The liberals, leftists, they're losers. Fucking losers. I don't see anything happening. Right? And I'm, frankly, about ready to join the Illuminati. You know, I mean, because, like, if you could sit in an ivory tower, get served sushi on platters by beautiful young girls, and fly around the world, and plan these cataclysmic acts of titanic destruction, death, and you know, planes into towers, hey, man, you've obviously got something, you've got it all together, man, you put it, and to orchestrate such terror like this, and have every single phase of society in complete lockstep coordination on this thing,
hey man, they're obviously doing something right. And here's the point of what I'm trying to say. Of the $400 billion that this fucking fascist dictatorship here spends every year to fuck over poor people and steal everything they have, because that's what the military, the combined military and intelligence budget is for, fucking over and stealing everything you can from the poorest and the weakest first, and progressively working your way up to people who can actually defend themselves. But first, go for the barefooted, shirtless people who have, you know, a lot of stuff. Because all the wars now are about, not about ideology anymore, it's about the stuff, because it is actually dwindling, stuff, oil, resources. This is what the next phase of, next 100 years of wars are going to be about getting all this stuff. First from the poor, defenseless people, first. Then we'll work our way up to the Chinese with nuclear bombs. I mean, like, how are they even going to deal with that shit? There's a little matter of those 40,000, nuclear bombs that they're gonna have to deal with. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, the point of all this is Messiah. Alright, the point of all this is psyops, psychological operations, psyops. They are the most effective ways to control people, psyops. But out of this $400 billion they spend every year, only 40% of that is bullets and bombs. 60% is on wetware, human mind, human beings. 60% of this $400 billion. That's a lot devoted to the non-lethal stuff. And there's gonna be a lot more of that coming your way. And the thing about it is that if leftists and liberals are supposed to be so smart, and they are, they're generally, you know, more attractive, more educated, they're not these slovenly, gross, you know, things that these Republican conservatives are. They should be able to master these things, because like I say, we are superior than these motherfuckers who are winning, you know. And so, at this point, right now, it's action, man. Like, direct action, you know? Like support the direct action people, first of all, because they're the ones who are going to fucking save the world. You can have all this shit about appealing to the media. There's no way you're going to get anywhere to appeal to the media. They all fuck the same prostitutes down at Bohemian Grove from San Francisco. They ship them in for 2 weeks a year. The finest ones. And then you're the owners of the media are elbow to elbow down in this place. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is fact. This is a brotherhood. And this brotherhood is very loyal. When you are a Tom Brokaw or a Peter Jennings or a Dan Rather or any other piece of shit on television, and you get membership to this elite society called the Council of Foreign Relations, or I call it the Council of Foreign Reptiles, and you get served this stuff on a silver platter from these beautiful young women. Hey man, you have a choice between that or a candlelight vigil in fucking Union Square. I'm sorry, man. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's easy to control. What we're finding out is it's easy to control 300 million people. It's a fucking cinch, man. The written word and the visual and spoken word are the most powerful things. It doesn't matter if it's a lie. In fact, lies are so much more powerful to just use. It can be the most like fallacious and outrageous and nonsensical, implausible thing, but as long as it's written down, suddenly it gets ascribed this magical properties of realism. So why the fuck aren't we doing that? So go into a conform of these slovenly pigs and fuck it up. It's easy. You know, you go into some conservative forum like they do to the liberals. You go in there and say, well, you know, I'm a slovenly Republican scumbag and I don't agree with this Bush guy, you know? I've been supporting, you know, filthy bastards like myself all my life. And, you know, this Bush guy is not doing a good deal. Sow seeds of discontent. It's easy. but it's like liberals aren't prepared to like do this kind of stuff. Like liberals, we want to play by the rules and we don't want to. You're losing. You're losing. We're dying. There's only a few of us. You know? And I don't know how many of you here are really real, or how many of you are fans, or how many of you are from the FB fucking I. Probably one or two or three of them from the FBI here. You know, a Secret Service. And that's no joke. They have a very, very complete system of infiltration. They are everywhere. You know? And so how do you do this? PsyOps. You know? Well, first you gotta learn how these work. Learn how the human mind works, and then you can get in there and fuck shit up a little bit. Don't let them get away with this stuff, man. Okay, so say you've got a bunch of anarchists that want to, like, say you've got an economic summit, you know, where they go and feed off the dwindling carcass of this once great empire, an economic summit where they go, and you know, you don't want to fuck it up. Are you going to wear black block stuff, like black stuff with red bandanas? You're going to stand out like a sore thumb. Get yourself one of these. Or the yarmulke with the silly, you know, things. It works, man. It works. So this way, when you're hurling Molotov cocktails at these motherfuckers, now I'm just saying figuratively. Figurative Molotov cocktails. But you got to dress the part, man. You know, jeans and t-shirts are not going to hack it. No way. And you say, well, Vox, I can't afford a $750 fucking Christian Dior or a suit. You know, with a nice fine herringbone and a flat flannel that projects that right power semiotic. I can't afford that. Well, go to your local thrift store. There's thousands of yuppies die each year from, stress-related, you know, diseases, prematurely. They're weeping widows. Are depositing these fucking suits down at your local Good Samaritan. Go down there, get yourself a suit, you know, and a clipboard if you want, and get a video camera. It doesn't even have to work. It could be a fake. Yeah. Like, but make it big, though, because big things are better than small things, you know? A big video camera. A big old one. Looks like a beta cam. Looks expensive, you know? Perception is everything, you know? At this point, reality is nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know? And how do you create these perceptions? You know? Get a good logo, make it look like CNN, learn a little thing about production values.
Psyops. Okay, let's see what else we got on the agenda here. Every word, by the way, that leaves the lips of every single actor on every single television drama, every single word that exits the mouth of every single actor on every single cop drama or hospital drama, whatever the fuck it is, every word conforms to the agenda of the elite. If it does not, that writer or that producer's services will no longer be required. This is how you control the minds. Those sexy prostitutes I was telling you about in San Francisco, that Bohemian Grove, that's another way. It's easy to control these people's mind. The obliteration of the critical capability of all Americans. They knew that in order to get their agenda through, the first thing they had to do is destroy the critical capability of all Americans to think critically. Now, that has been so successful. It's been amazing progress they've made there. You now, through 30 years of portrayals on television of reality, now if, well, let's just do a test. I'll have you complete the sentence here. Conspiracy theory nutcase. Now, why do you say that? It's just a knee-jerk instinction, you know? Nobody knows why they say that. Well, I'll tell you why. Because for the last 30 years on television, right, whenever they could portray any person who had a contrary or an alternative view of how things work, that guy had like long, greasy, curly hair with like bulging eyes and filthy clothes, and he was going around going, "It's a conspiracy! It's a conspiracy!" And then so now, anybody who comes with a measured analysis and says, "Well, it looks like 9/11 was an inside job by the oil and arms industrialists," yeah, well, that person, everybody goes, "Must be a conspiracy theory nutcase." Oh, retards, man. Holy fuck.
So, how do you break through that?
Well, we got to start jacking up the critical capability of people. That means television must be destroyed. Not appealed to. You have to destroy it. So, how do you do that?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm all for, like, fucking it up. Stealing stuff from them, smashing windows. I mean, figuratively, of course, because, you know, it's FBI's in this room. I don't know. I've already kind of figured out which ones, but I'm not going to tell you. Because I could be wrong. Secret Service, because I've had, like, problems with the fucking federal government. Like, I had... Friday the 13th, 2002, I had a combined task force of Secret Service, FBI, and a major crimes unit come after me because of my research into this these Illuminati motherfuckers that are destroying this planet. And they're really scary. Like, the Secret Service guys have necks like this because they just got out of special forces. The necks are like my midsections. Horrible guys. Huge. But FBI, they have, like, they all wear the same shoes. They're kind of getting a little thin on top, and they were just boring suits, but they're kind of well-behaved, nice guys. The CIAs are just like reptiles. They actually have tongues that come out. It's really scary, you know. And so the TV, which is this principal mechanism of how it works, and they did a study in 1969, General Electric. It's a great company. They make toothbrushes and nuclear bombs and stuff. They just really bring good things to life, the GE. And they did a study back in 69 on the effects of television on the human mind. They hooked up electroencephalographic probes to people's skulls to measure what happened when the people plopped their asses down and watched television. They found out that within 30 seconds of watching this electron scan, they found that the people went into an alpha state, which is very similar to the state you go into when you smoke opium. Or it's an opiate. It's a very drowsy state. The left half of your brain is completely suppressed during an alpha state, and the right half takes over. And you tend to, like, trust and believe what you see. So, you know, when Darth Vader from CNN comes up there and goes, "Yeah, well, it's all true," you know, you watch it and you go, "Well, it must be true." You know, Darth Vader, CNN, you know, did you ever notice that, like, the guy who does the announcements for CNN, you go, "CNN." It's actually Darth Vader. And, so, I mean, that should be a clue. You know, fucking Darth Vader, man. What the fuck do you think that means, man? CNN, you know, and they're like the good ones. Yeah, they're the liberal ones. And Foxes are the bad guys. Fox is the bad guys. You know, they're all the same. In fact, at this point, not only is CNN and Fox the same, but, like, all the nature programs and, like, all the stuff on PBS is all the same. Like, when I hear people go, "Oh, I only watch the good stuff on television," I only watch, like, Discovery Channel. Guess what happens after 10 years of watching the Discovery Channel? Can anybody guess? You become a fucking mental retard. That's what happens. So that's, you gotta shut the TV off because it really is the nastiest.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's the force of darkness. It's the force of evil, and it's all been taken over and usurped by this network of the people who have this one agenda that is to wipe out 80% of you. They discovered, I don't need that, they discovered that there was a program that the CIA did back in the, 1947, well, it started 47, maybe the early 50s actually, called Project Mockingbird. Did anybody know about Mockingbird? Mockingbird was a program to take over, infiltrate, or buy all forms of media. So you've heard of, like, the Gallup poll? Yeah, Gallup poll is the CIA front. It's a not real organization anymore. They get these phone calls to America, supposedly cross section of America. Then they go in the back room with it, and the guys figure out what they're going to say. And the same thing. It's like these electronic voting machines thing. When I saw that we're going to have electronic voting machines now, you know, where you know, no paper trails and no way to audit it, you know, to completely audit it, I said, "We're fucked." And I tried to alert the liberal media. I sent off, all these warnings. This was many, many years ago, before these things now are firmly in place. And, like, I don't know how you're going to have a referendum to get rid of the electronic voting machines, because what are you going to vote on? The electronic voting machines. So that's the end of that. Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Too much lacquer?
Okay. Please. Anyways, yeah, that's fine. How do we get rid of this perverted, like, you know, control through fear agenda, blah, blah. Certainly don't waste any ink on your congressman. You know, you hear these people like, one thing I hate hearing from fucking losers is, write to your congressman. What? Are you fucking kidding me, man? I mean, you know, they took Paul Wellstone. You remember that Senator Paul Wellstone when his plane came out of the sky? It was a fucking assassination job. You know, they had to rebalance the Senate because Bush. I'll give you a little primer here because maybe you might not know. 2002, Senator Jeffords from Vermont. When Bush came in, he had tripartite control of all phases of the United States government, between the Senate, House, the executive, quite obviously the judicial, and of course the media. This is the all face facets under control. Then Jeffords got snubbed, he's a Vermont senator, Republican, and he said, you know what? It was a 50-50 split in the Senate. He said, you know what? Fuck you, you fucking little prick from Texas. Fuck you, I'm leaving. He defected from the Republicans. He went over to independent, threw the Senate over to not Bush, and then I wrote to every fucking Democratic senator that night, and I said, one of you will be dead in 6 months. Prematurely, one of you Democratic senators that hails from a state with a Republican senator will die. It was Paul Wellstone. How did I know that? You don't need to be a genius to figure this shit out. This is a will to power, man. It's easy to seize power. And now they have the electronic voting machines. Listen, don't even go and press those buttons. Go in there with a can of glue, hammer, but I wouldn't press those buttons. And let me tell you something too. There's a way to overload the system. Yeah, no paper trail. And they're all designed and owned by hyper-conservative Republicans. Wally O'Dell, who's the owner of Diebold. Wally O'Dell? You gotta see this guy. This guy is like Republican scumbag on steroids. He's the worst example. And yet, there is not one single electronic voting machine company that is produced by anything other than hyper-fanatic, hyper-conservative, like, you know, Illuminati wannabes, because they would never make it up to the big room. They would, you know, they just founder in the small rooms. The big boys in the big room, the ones that make the decisions about planes going into towers, and make no mistake about it, of course, it was an inside job. I mean, obviously, I mean, no, Islamic militant. They can't even get up in the morning, first of all. If you know anything about Islamic militants, you know that they want their sleep and stuff. And on September 11th, they're flashing their fillings, you know. So that's retarded, like, thing, you know. It was the most carefully orchestrated military, with military precision, and if you and the problem is inside job. The problem is that what they've done is they had to eviscerate the middle class, because when people have time, they can learn about this stuff. But now there's no time to learn these facts because you're too busy hanging on for dear survival. You know, because you got to work every fucking day to make it to the next day. So they know you don't have time. They are so fantastically successful. They're just, it's unbelievable. And I'm starting to think that as I beat my head against the wall of ignorance that I've been doing for many, many years, before 9/11 started happening, I'm starting to think, fuck it. Maybe an 80% population reduction is in order. You know, and at least they have a plan. You know, you gotta give them that. All right, the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen's fake. It just got transferred a couple years back to a shadowy Dutch company. So how they're doing it now. These Americans are so simplistic. They are Dutch, you know, like little windmills and, you know, like wooden shoes, you know. That's a level of simplicity. It was taken over by an intelligence group. Now all Nielsen ratings are fake. And they're designed to do one thing. They're designed to anoint the producers of these shows that are like a boot in the face of humanity. Shows like Survivor. You ever see Survivor? Survivor is a show that they have on which supplants travel. Like back in the olden days when the resources were more abundant and plentiful, people could actually like travel.
You know, people can actually wear holes in their jeans instead of buy jeans that have identical holes in pair after pair. I mean, can you imagine you're on a ski lift and then you look over and the guy's got a hole the exact same place as yours. You go, well, where did you get that hole? You know? And what is it? Like some little piece of paper that the little Chinese kid puts in your pocket when they make it in Beijing or something. It says, well, you know, because that's the next step in this march towards unreality. It's like, well, I was climbing Everest and, yeah. Oh, well, where'd you get your exact identical hole? And I was on the, out in the fields of Iraq defending freedom, you know. So this is what's coming next. And it'll work because they've now proven that you could force the most implausible shit right down the throats of Americans. And it works. All you have to do is say it. You know, all you have to do is get an emaciated blonde on CNN with a sucked in face. You can see the faces on them. They're like reptiles. You can see the tongues coming out. Yeah. And it's gotten so bad now. Actually, I was on. Did somebody know where I was heading with that?
Nielsen's.
Nielsen. Okay. The point of the Nielsen's is this: since nobody reads, because we're not a very literate society, we're a society of television watchers. We don't read anymore. That's a problem. Because I was a writer, and if you're a writer, it's a dwindling pool of the readers. It's a television world, televisual world, and. You can't leave anything to chance, you know? And so shows like Survivor, which is a show which I pick on because it's a particularly egregious example of why it's so terrible to be a human now. This show shows people traveling to far-off lands and then stabbing each other promptly in the back. The point of it is to a trip. Everybody votes out as they travel on these adventures and do like games and stunts and stuff. Each night you vote out a person of the group. You know, you stab them in the back and you get rid of jettison a person. Yeah? And it's always obviously the oldest person gets jettisoned first and then the least attractive second, you know, until you end up with, you know, the blonde with the big tits and the muscle bound guy with the big ten. And this is where we're headed. And the other shows that get anointed by these fabulous Nielsen ratings are like the cop shows, like Cops. Which is basically cops just debasing white trash is what it is. It's just about obedience and debasing white trash and fetishizing and the really diminishment of the human spirit. So television should be smashed, destroyed, you know? Those people should be spit on. Those television reporters, who's the one that just died? Peter Jennings? Good on you. Good on you, because you never told a fucking single, you know. And even if you did, when this thing happened down in tsunami down in New Orleans, and I'll tell you. Oh, remind me about the tsunami. Did somebody say tsunami? I said. Yeah, remind me because I got a little revelation about that. This one's a good one. Using the forces of nature to conduct wars, and that's why they took these 250 aging Nike class 250 megaton nuclear warheads, which were no longer feasible for modern warfare theater, because they will not fit on these multiple reentry vehicle ballistic intercontinental ballistic missiles. They're too heavy, these old ones. And all these images of SALT II things where they would cut bombs in half to, you know, say, oh, we're getting rid of these. And here's these Russian inspectors telling me we're going to cut these bombs in half and stuff. They didn't cut any bombs in half. There was a massive inventory of these bombs. And guess what? Where they put them? They put them along the Javanese, a team of ex-special forces guys didn't even know what they were doing. They thought they were told that they were planting seismic monitoring devices. They were installing a series of synchronously ignited nuclear bombs on that plate, and that brought that thing into motion and killed those people. Not a single word of the truth ever gets mentioned, because right now they've gotten it so bad that the guy who actually tells the truth is going to get laughed at and is going to get called a conspiracy theorist. And if people start believing him, they'll be killed. And that's how that works. Where were we about the Nielsen's, though?
Peter Jennings,
that scumbag. Good, I'm glad he's dead. I hope that Tom Brokaw and the rest of them die. And all these what are these ones? These reptiles on CNN? Yeah, them too. I hate their guts.
And I don't want to like come here and say like I'm for peace. I could see some killing. I don't, I know we're in a church and stuff. And I'm sorry, but a little killing is definitely in order here. And as long as you're not specific, I haven't broken any laws. So theoretically, because I have a phalanx of great Jew lawyers too. Ron Kuby, he's my man. And if it wasn't for Kuby, I'd be in jail, because when I went on the run in 2002, I was hiding out for a long, long time because they were harassing my 72-year-old mother, and they were visiting all my friends, and they were making my life very miserable, very stressful, and it was only a phalanx of amazing lawyers which brought these dogs at bay. All right, Nielsen's, we're almost done with them. Not only do they anoint, the reason why it's critical to warn advertisers that, because advertisers have a knack for not getting fucked, like they want their money to work. So if advertisers were alerted to the fact that the Nielsen ratings are sort of like fraudulent and constructed in order to fake you out and anoint the people who produce the shows that are a boot in the face of humanity, right? And what that anointment means is the cash. It's cash. Cost per thousands, that's called, of viewers. So if they say that The Cops is the most popular show in the world, you know, what you gonna do when it comes? You know the show. Hey, what you gonna do? Well, what you're gonna do if you're the producer of that show is you're gonna go to the bank with hundreds of millions of dollars. And the guy who makes a show that's decent and that people really do want to watch, he doesn't stand a chance because, like I say, all phases of this society are under a complete and total clampdown. Clampdown. If you try to get the truth out, and not one of these journalistic scumbag, cowards and ignorant people, if they ever, ever changed their mind and decided to have a little bit of brains and integrity and do something decent, like I said, the services would no longer be required. The end of story. Because once again, when you're at Bohemian Grove, and I'll tell you, do y'all know about Bohemian Grove?
Yes. No.
Bohemian Grove is an encampment in Sonoma County. It's a redwood gorge, massive trees, log cabins, and 2 weeks out of every year, a bunch of jets arrive, private jets, and they deposit the banking elite, the energy elite, the defense elite, and the political elite of the world. Reagan was there, Nixon was there, Clinton was there, they all go there. And I'm not saying that this is the key. No, they're all under this umbrella. And I think the best name to describe it, and academics don't like this word, but is Illuminati. It is actually the best name to describe this, because it's the same banking and industrial intelligence military apparatus that was around during the formation of all this dark evil stuff in Germany and whatnot, that was originally called the Illuminati. And so it is actually the best name to use for this. They all gather there and actually wear robes and walk in processions with candles, lights, and deposit a small mock child effigy to this 40-foot flaming owl, Moloch, which is the ritual Babylonian, ancient Babylonian god of child sacrifice, ritual child sacrifice. Yeah. Sound fantastic, right? Sound like a loony conspiracy theory. Well, this is what they count on, because like the more fantastic and more outrageous you make it, the more hard it is for people to fathom this stuff. And so no one could believe that they slammed planes into towers, because it's incomprehensible. How could they do this? Why would they have done this? And the more fantastic, the better. And then when they start igniting nuclear bombs, like, for example, when America gets rowdy, like when the food and fuel noose tightens around the necks of America, and it's going to tighten soon, soon it's going to be a little harder to get food. Food's going to get a little more expensive. It's starting up there now. Fuel is getting up there. And as it ripples through society, and as we get a little hungrier and a little more desperate, because right now we're still a little bit, our appetites are satiated, we're not hungry yet, but it's going to start clamping down in around the beginning of 2008. And when that starts happening, and America gets a little rowdier, which I will personally love, in a last ditch effort, they will ignite a nuclear device on an American city, absolutely positively. It'll be a city that obviously doesn't, it'll be one of these, you know, liberal northern cities. And the thing about it is that the reason why they're so fantastically successful at this, because we're led to believe that there's this mythical 51%, you know, this divided nation paradigm. And this is what we're going to be dealing with now for the rest of the days with these electronic. It's the divided nation. It's not a divided nation. We hate Bush's guts. Nobody likes this guy. There's like two hillbillies in the mountains of, you know, Tennessee. But by and large, the people in the cities are not with this, and there's not enough of these people in this list. Mythical, like, you know, hillbilly belt, let's say. They, you know, somewhere in the South, they say, or somewhere in the Midwest. And they keep saying this over and over again. There's not enough people there. Look at the maps. Look at the demographics. We're all in the cities now. It's a fake. The polls are fake. The news is fake. The elections are all fake. Everything is fake. It's that you're living in a fucking sorry, fucked up, military-grade, mind-control experiment. And it's working. It is major success. So, how many people here? 50, 100, I don't know. How many people you think it's going to take? I think not many to beat them. PSYOPs. Remember the PSYOP? Here's an effective way. I'll give you a concrete way to fuck shit up. Because if that would be my contribution, it would be that. The most effective way to do this is, here's one. There's a little thing called an email spider. Anybody know what an email spider is? All right, I don't want to unleash anything. I do. I want to unleash a thousand voices of freedom here. An email spider is something that works on a PC. It's a program. And what you can do is you can type in it's like a search engine, but what it does is it goes to the internet and sucks up emails. And here's what you do. You type in a term, say, activist. You type that in, and then you hit go. And you go have lunch. And by the time you come back from lunch, you'll have nearly 100,000 emails that has gone, like it done a Google search, and it has culled any name that's associated with this word that's on a page on an internet. So the word page on the internet has the word activist, and it sits, ranks high in a Google search. This will go and extract the emails. Now, so many of these emails are not going to be working anymore. Many of them are going to be these thuggish, hyper-conservative Republican scumbags. Right? But a majority of them are going to be your target. You know. And if you do this over and over again with all the terms like activists and like whatever the term is, like the people, your audience, that so you write a screed, you make a website, and remember to put sexy women on it. With sucked-in faces, you know, and hair, big hairdos they have, the big ones, and like slick graphics, because like boring visual stuff, don't waste your time. Nobody ascribes any credibility to stuff. They discovered that the only reason people believe anything on the news, and the primary thing that makes news stand out in people's mind is not the content. It's the production values. It's the spinning 3D graphics, man. It's not what they're saying. Marshall McLuhan backed that up. It's the medium. Not the message. It's the medium. It's more important, almost. And in the age of shallowness and superficiality, you better play this game, man. I'm tired of long-winded analyses of this stuff. You can do this till you're blue in the head. You got to go out and fuck shit up. So, back to the email spider. Now you have 100,000 emails just for the word freedom, or the word activist, or the word Democrat, or the word you know, loser, and then now you've got 500,000 emails. You know how much it costs to send out 500,000 emails? Not one penny, not a cent. You know. That's why, and that's how I built my website. I had a very popular website for a while called voxnyc.com. And it was huge. And how I built that website was precisely that. I would cull the names of the people I wanted to reach, and then literally send out these
inflammatory and somewhat populist like headlines, like, you know, Bush team plans nuclear strike on American city, you know, within 6 months and stuff. And then in the body of that article, because you need a hook to grab people. You know, that would be the hook. And then once you get them, you say, what the hell is this? They open their email. And then you could put the mad science in there. You put the science in there. And I'm a scientist. So you hook them with the sexy stuff. And then once you reel them in, you lay the science on them. And you open people's minds this way. So email spiders, I expect you all to go out and get them and spread the truth, you know. All right, see what else is on you. Let's get started with this lecture. Just want to like put a little addendum. And don't forget about that nuclear bomb thing. And on the Java fault line there. That was the last major activity was Krakatoa in 1880. And that geological substructure there is on a 230-year cycle of activity. And this was this one happened on its 130th year, so it was a little premature. And also there was, here's one missing link to that. There was a report coming out about a gamma ray incident that happened that time. Listen to this one. Gamma ray. And I expect you to all, like, check this stuff up. Like if I lay this science on you, I don't expect you to just believe it. You gotta verify all this stuff and say, you know, is this guy crazy up there? Or is any of this stuff real, you know? It's all real. They released a news story, said that it was the largest gamma ray incident ever recorded that coincided with this event. I said, that's strange. Let me see what happens when you ignite a nuclear bomb. Well, the first thing that happens is this massive release of gamma rays. Now, never has there been so many nuclear bombs detonated as there were that day in December to release that fault line and to bring that plate into motion and to kill those people. Never has there been 250 nuclear bombs ignited in one shot. Never. And so the scientists who did this knew that they had to have a cover story. Because whenever you do this kind of stuff, you have to have a cover story. You have to have a story that can explain some inconsistencies. It doesn't even have to be a good one. And they said, oh, well, there was this magnetar out in, this quadrant of the galaxy, and this magnetar released this massive amount of gamma rays. Biggest ever reported, 100 times bigger that had ever been recorded. There's your missing link. It's not like Johnny in his backyard could like measure gamma ray events. There's only a few places that could do that. You need like a big like dish, you know. You need to be an observatory, and you have to have an experiment set up to measure gamma rays. And who was it that told us about this gamma ray incident? Los Alamos National Lab, and one other lab over in Russia, that was, you know, paid off and connected or whatever. Because it's not hard to, you know, get people in Russia to do stuff. It's easy. They're poor. They're on the balls of their ass, man. They, you know, if you want to get observatory there to verify that and so that your cover story has legs to stand on there, hey, well, the Russians wouldn't lie. Yeah, Russians wouldn't lie. I mean, that's proof, right? Because it was Los Alamos National Lab and a Russian lab. So that was a series of nuclear bombs ignited in a carefully timed sequence along that fault line. Now, show you how easy it is to fabricate a new reality. You remember when the Michael Moore film came out? Michael Moore? And he had the film at the Cannes Film Festival. He's fucking French. He's goddamn French. They're always right, you know? Like, the French, like, you know, we hate the French, but everything was right. They said that it was just about the oil and that there was no, you know, but we still hate the French, but they were right. You know, so, and they're much sexier. French, take care of themselves a little bit better. Where was I heading with this thing?
Michael Moore
film. Okay. So since the French gave a solid middle finger to the Bush administration and to America by giving the big prize, the Golden Palm, to Michael Moore, CNN, word came down from the top to CNN, this is not good. So what we're going to do is we're not going to cover the Cannes Film Festival. No news coverage of it or a little teeny smattering of it at 2:30 at night. But what we're going to do is we're going to cover this new film festival, the Maui Film Festival they came up with.
This is a true story. And for the 3 months that surrounded this thing, they were promoting this Maui Film Festival. They had win a free SUV giveaway to the Maui Film Festival, the most prestigious film festival in the world. It doesn't matter if, you know, like four skinheads went to that fucking thing last year. Like, I'm in the film business. I'm a writer, director, films. I have a film production company. Never heard of the fucking Maui Film Festival, right? But now all of a sudden, Maui Film Festival, biggest film festival ever. You know? And why? Certainly Michael Moore wouldn't win the Maui Film Festival, because that's the one that was set up to take the attention away from the Cannes Film Festival. Eh? And then so when Michael Moore wins the big prize, 250 million Americans said, well, it must not be a big thing. He didn't win the Maui Film Festival. You know? And that's the big one. You know, the Cannes Film Festival, not giving any away SUVs. I don't see any, you know, sexy women with blonde sucked in faces. So, you know, who cares? It works. It's fucking so amazing. It works. Just like this, you know? And you control environments. 300 million people. Just incredible. All right, what is this all about? Why is all this stuff happening? Well, we're in a terrible situation. America is in a really bad, bad, bad situation. Why? Because stuff's running out. And the point of all this is the conquest of the planet Earth. It's all about who's going to control the planet, because it's all now converging and coming to, you know, crystallizing that. And it's coming within reach. We've never before in the history of the world been able to possibly, and I think it's folly, I don't think they can actually do it. I think they're on another Viagra-fueled fantasy. But the point is this. The point is that the reason why we're having all these wars is that they found out that what we've got to do is in order, the first step to conquering the globe is to conquer Eurasia. Eurasia. Europe, Asia. That's Eurasia. China, Russia, Europe, Western, Central, Eastern Europe. It's all Eurasia. With Africa just as a peripheral satellite to it, which is another massive landmass. It's the control of this landmass, the Eurasian landmass, it's critical. Why? Because 3/4 of the world's population is there, and 3/4 of the world's stuff is there. Oil, minerals, energy. America, in contrast, it doesn't really have the goods, man. We don't have the oil for this, you know? We don't have the people. So whoever controls Eurasia will be able to then project that power to the rest of the world, and it'll be a simple matter to absorb the entire world. Is it folly to think that we're going to be able to go into Asia and control with China and Russia there with all this nuclear stuff? Of course, it's insane. And with the money that we spend fucking over the poor of the world, the $400 billion, if you just divided that up and just gave it to these people, they would love you. They would never bomb you, you know? I mean, that's like, if you look at the population of Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff, if you took like tenth of 1% of this money and just gave it to these people, that's not the point. Point is not to make a world a peaceful, beautiful place. Point is to sell weapons, to make weapons, to have these government contracts. The point of the skull and bones, the Jolly Roger, the skull and crossbones. What is the skull and crossbones? What flag is that?
Pirate
flag. What's the biggest treasure in the world? U.S. Treasury. The point of the Skull and Bones Club, which is the flag of the Bush family. This is their logo. Now what the fuck do you think? Is that a good logo for... Do you think that these people are, you know, kind patricians?
Hell no!
You know? That's their logo.
And the point of the Skull and Bones is to get the money. Get the money. Get the money. And where's the money? The oil fields of Iraq, the oil fields of Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. Treasury. And at these objectives, they are so fabulously successful. I mean... Who could disagree with the fact that they were successful at their first objective, which was draining the U.S. Treasury? We had the biggest surplus ever in the history of the United States, the biggest wealth we've ever had, and then within 6 months, it was the biggest deficit ever. That means they literally took the entire wealth of this nation, your money,
and your children and your grandchildren's money. They took it, they funneled it through companies that they own, useless defense contractors, to build weapons and machines that don't work. You know, when they, and the point of this Skull and Bones, the point of Carlyle Group, the point of all these corporations is to act as a money laundry, to get the money from the treasury through some sort of legal mechanisms. And they've been so successful at adopting these a legal structure to do all this stuff. This is a point that Marguerite brought up to me a long time ago, which was really illuminating, is that they're doing this legally, on paper, on the surface. This is all legal, everything they're doing. They have the Congress signing off war powers for them. Everything is going by the book. Carlyle Company, which is the group that Bush belongs to. Carlyle Group is, do you know this name? Carlyle?
Yeah.
So it's the third largest defense contractor in the world. It emerged from nowhere just several years ago. Now, usually, if you're going to be the third largest defense contractor in the world, you have to be around for 20, 30, 40 years, man. Grumman, Northrop, Boeing, Lockheed.
Do you want to
all right.
And then do question and answer.
All right. So basically what they do is they buy failing industries that make shitty products as a way to adhere to government military procurement standards. Then this way they're able to funnel the money out of the
Carlyle
treasury.
Carlyle people are also interlocked with
the Vatican. That's right. And also they got one of their chief operating officers over at Google. So you can forget about Google. Because that's going to be a very, very nasty little setup over there once Carlyle gets through with it. You know, you're going to type in the word love and it's going to come back, wow, you know, war!
That's love,
war! Huh? Oh, peace? Yes! Killing people, that's peace. All right, Eurasia, did we take care of the conquest of Europe? Okay, conquest of Europe. Isolation, civilian control. So, I know I'm going to miss a lot because I can go on like this forever. So, I mean, basically, I would say that to. I have to leave you on an action point. Like, I don't want to leave on just like rhetoric. I want to leave on a clear action. How to affect change, you know. You've got to disrupt their mechanisms of communications. You've got to disrupt it. You can do this legally, just like they do. You know, you get into their forums, you pose as them, pose as Republicans, and sow seeds of discontent. It's simple matter. It's manipulation. It's propaganda. It has to be done. So psychological operations are your only hope. Candlelight vigils. Don't waste your time, man. Write into your congressman? No. Write a note to your congressman, tie it to a brick, and throw it through his fucking window, man. But don't write a letter to him, you know. And media? Spit in their faces, steal their cameras.
What?
Torch lighting vigils.
Torch lighting vigils.
Alright, excellent. Nor candlelight vigils. Bonfires and Avenue B.
I love the idea of bonfires. The reason why I put out this stuff, see, a lot of my stuff is this dialectic exercises, you know. Sure, candlelight vigils are fine, you know what I mean? But maybe slamming planes into towers, that's fucking rock and roll, man. That's rock and roll, baby. Let's have a hand for slamming planes into towers, man. Because those images there are the single most significant image in the history of images. Not a candlelight vigil, not a bonfire. There has been no image ever that is more significant and everlasting and memorable than those planes sinking into those towers. Am I right? Name one image, a nuclear bomb over Hiroshima? Uh-uh. You know? Name one image that's more significant.
Marines putting up the flag.
Nothing. Nothing.
I was there. I see the Arizona going there.
All right, but look at... Yeah, I like that. And as every new atrocity comes on, it trumps the prior atrocity, yes. And when they ignite a nuclear bomb over an American city, then we're going to forget about 9/11, too, because it's going to increase and escalate. But right now, the big one is the Twin Towers, right? Am I right?
For sure.
Yeah, for now.
For now. Until the nuclear bomb comes across. Any questions?
Thank you.
of the people in the top tier of the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay. So what are the names of the people in the top tier?
Name names. He wants me to name names. Okay.
That's one. And two, you mentioned wiping out 80% of the...
80%.
Whatever, that large percentage, why would they want to do that? So just name those two questions.
Okay. The first one's a very good question. Name names. First one comes to mind is the same name that's always come to mind since for 20 years when they talk about this research, of course, Rothschild. Everybody's heard this name before? Yes. That's true. That's real. Rothschilds are involved in this stuff. And the Rockefellers, who are agents of the Rothschilds. Okay. This is well known. Most of you people already know this stuff. Yeah. I would say David Rockefeller would have been in on the planning stages of this stuff. Meaning he would have... his agent, Zbigniew Brzezinski, my mentor, and I was front and center on that class, and it was all like ambassadors and consular people there. I was like the youngest kid in this class.
Isn't Henry Kissinger involved with that too?
Well, of course, yeah. But he doesn't sit in the big room. You know, he doesn't sit in the ivory tower with the big boys. The big boys would be Rothschild, David Rockefeller. Second question?
All right, so the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Second question, why would they want to wipe out? And I've heard it before. I just never understood the rationale for it.
They hate you. Why? Because you're inferior. They are very... they have a fanatical approach to genetic... eugenics. They actually invented this stuff. You know, I mean, the purification of the race is very important to them. Plus, they think that you're using up their resources too fast, so they've got to get rid of 80%.
But they want cheap labor.
Cheap labor, so they're going to leave enough of you there to maintain their. Well, I mean, the more he said, are reptilians involved in this? There's a lot of people that say these people. Do they operate from the reptilian core of the brain? Yes. Are they actually shape-shifting lizards? Well, the more I see of the bushes, I'm starting to think they may actually be shape-shifting lizards. But for the moment, I'm not prepared to sign up on the shape-shifting lizard thing. Any more questions?
More on direct action.
Direct action.
How to fuck up a corporation wants to...
Support these young kids that are out there fucking stuff up. The ones that have the courage and that don't have a lot to lose. As soon as you have your wife and kids, you're done for because you're not going to go out and fuck shit up. Because you want to keep your wife and kids safe.
But it's got to be tens of thousands of them. I mean, you get one person in the DR soup going into a board meeting.
Well,
he's going to get...
I'll be more specific. Here we go. There needs to be an alternative intelligence network set up. People's network that has to be organized in a cellular fashion, much like a terrorist organization or much like CIA. It has to be deniability, a leaderless resistance. You need to form cells, and you need to have... this is not an easy task. You need to master encryption. So these people have to be smart because you're going to go to jail for a long time, basically. They're making, jaywalking a terrorist crime now at this point, you know. So a highly studied network, clandestine network, that's going to fight for the resistance. A resistance network has to be built. There is none now. I tend to deal with the hotter, sexier issues of planes going into towers and stuff. All this financial stuff is a little bit, and it will get lost on the American people. Go ahead.
I got you. That was good.
They need sex.
Well, I kind of think there's a... I've sort of been watching this, and I kind of forget the feeling about this American Dream idea. I'm not comfortable with that camera, but that's all right. About the American Dream. I think the American Dream is a law. And it goes into eugenics. I think a lot of these people have had fathers that they don't know who they are. And they're planted into poor families. And they all come out and say they all started off poor. People like Condoleezza Rice, people like Bill Clinton, I get the feeling that these people were planted and that they were not, and then you get this, and you get all these presidents, you get these stories that they start, except for
this is what happens, I come here and I lay mad science down, and then
it's hard for me to verify any of that, you know, like I don't know how to deal with that. I mean, I'll look into it, you know, but it's, you know, it's along the lines of the kooky stuff that they try to pin on people like me. That's why I stay away from flying saucers. I stay away from reptiles, and I'll stay away from that one for the moment because, you know, I got to lay the mad science here. And you had a bunch of hands up.
Yes, you said that Zbigniew Brzezinski was your mentor.
Yeah, my mentor.
I don't know anything about him.
He was a national security advisor to the president. He's the most significant academic in this whole thing. He's the new Henry Kissinger, basically. So.
Right.
It used to be Henry Kissinger, now it's Zbigniew Brzezinski.
What was your role, is what I'm asking.
What's that?
How did you come to be mentored by him?
Well, because I was very... I was actually attracted to, like, this idea of power. As a young man, I actually wanted to do good. And I thought, well, maybe let me learn about how, like, power works and stuff. And I was attracted to just all forms of power, even if political power, charismatic power, all this stuff. And when it came to political power, all these, like, complex machinations, I saw the guy who was the most, the big brainiac here was Zbigniew Brzezinski. He's the guy who lays out this grand chessboard and says, move this piece here and this choke point here, and you do this, and you have an invasion here, do a bomb here, do an attack here, and it's all going to fall into place. It doesn't end up as nice and neat as these guys would like it to do. They don't anticipate that there's like a resistance going to rise up or a proxy war going to rise up in Iraq from, you know, and start really breaking down our plan. So, you know, the nice, neatly laid plans of my mentor, who I think is actually really bereft of morals at this point, because he's actually writing these guidebooks of global domination, global takeover. So
that's an anchor woman.
Yeah, of course, she gets anointed with the... All right, so...
Could you talk it up, for obvious purposes, the planned destruction of public access? That there are several bills pending in the legislature that would abolish public access.
Not only are they going to obliterate that, what they're doing is they're tying up all the loose ends. Remember I told you about that email bomb? Mm-hmm. Email bombing?
Spider.
You know, because like we've all got the ubiquitous penis enlargement schemes in the mail. I mean, my email box is full of Viagra, penis enlargement. Well, they know that you can't get the truth out on the television. It's impossible. if any shred of the truth, I'm going to kill them. God. It's never going to happen. And the newspapers, no truth there either. It's all lies. It's all fictitious. All fabrication. But what they don't want, though, is these wild card possibilities. They don't want some wise guy sending out 450 million emails every day that puts the truth instead of that Viagra ad that you get in your email every day by the hundreds of them. What they're doing is they're making a new law. And they're going to make it so that if you send the truth now in the form of an unsolicited email, you can suffer a jail term. That's not going to be applied to the get-rich-quick or the penis enlargement scams, but it is going to be applied to the people who try to get the word out. And right now, this email bomb plan of mine, if I had $10,000 cash, I would immediately put a massive program to get servers lined up on the backbone at key places and have in everybody's mailbox every morning the truth about 9/11 every day. They're going to try to block that now because they know that there's that big possibility. And I'm sure that the FBI people in this room are going to make a report. Well, we got to get on to this email thing. Any other questions?
Right here.
You've commented on the major media, but one of the things that I've become especially aware of since 9/11 is just how disappointing and useless really so much of the so-called alternative media has been. And yeah. I don't care if you care to comment on
that. I don't think it's useless. What I would say is this, that for some reason, people believe what they're told. For example, right now, one of the biggest lies that's being told is that people still watch television. Yes, some people do. Young people ages
maybe 16 to 24 are leaving television in droves. They're all going to live journals and their MySpace, and they're having their own communities. They don't really need the TV anymore. They'll have one or two shows that they watch, but not this 8 hour a day thing that they did in the 70s and early 80s and stuff. That's the biggest secret, that TV is actually diminished so much more than their recording. That's why they had to take over all major recording mechanisms such as Nielsen's and Arbitron and whatnot. All recording mechanisms now have to be under control because this secret cannot get out, that television is insignificant. But what they do is, by convincing us that, oh no, everybody's watching, oh no, yes, what they're saying on Fox is true, it's still having a lot of residual hold, and people are having a hard time going towards these alternative stuff that's on the internet. The internet is the only place now that you can get reliable information. There's no other mechanism. Radio, I don't even like BAI. I think that's full of shit, man. You want to know something? They're fucking phony as shit. Just not even, because if you're not hip to the fact that 9/11 was an inside job, run away from these people as fast as possible. Amy Goodman will not touch that story. She's a phony. Godfather, Mr. Noam Chomsky, who still will laugh at anybody who thinks that there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy. He thinks those people are loonies. He says Oswald did it, and he's saying that the 9/11 was exactly how Bush said it. So forget this old fart. Any other questions? Really, I'm tired.
Very subjective.
Is it dumb and they're cowardly? And they're afraid to lose their tenure, or they're afraid to lose their money, or their rich houses, or their MIT...
I want to
talk
about the tsunami story.
That's the biggest story ever. It's been surprised. It doesn't even exist, actually.
And then pretty good person. You said that tsunami is the outcome of an
A series of nuclear bombs detonated along that fault.
Do you have evidence for that?
Yes, the gamma ray incident. That's all I need.
I want to have one in Pakistan. The earthquake in Pakistan. And the one in Iran a few years ago.
Yes, there was exactly one here. And I say, yeah. God, is that incredible that he does it to a year? And the four hurricanes that Jeb Bush got, $2 billion. And now he travels to tsunami.
Well, no, the we have had a history of earthquakes and tsunamis. So I'm not saying every single earthquake and tsunami is man-made. I'm saying the one that happened there in Java, yeah, that was man-made.
But not in Pakistan.
I don't know.
I'm
not ready to jump on that one yet.
But
it's
possible. Yes.
It's possible. But I'm more, because I had the gamma ray incident there, that's all I needed to connect the dots.
Where can you read more about that?
You can't. You've heard it for the first time right here. Because I'm the only guy who has the mind for this kind of stuff. Nobody else really.
Oh, thanks.
The thing about it is that, you know, she's got a lot of interesting stuff. And, you know, she's hardworking and stuff. But I can't believe that there's this gulf between reality and these gatekeepers, as he mentioned. That's too suspicious. And if you have a normally functioning critical capability, you will see this mountain of circumstantial evidence amounts to a clear prima facie case that it was an inside job. And the fact that these people are not questioning it, plus Amy Goodman takes money from the Ford Foundation, Carnegie Mellon, this is Sam Nunn, major Freemason, scumbag. You know, I hate these fucking scumbags and Freemasons. They're a bunch of losers. It's basically it's a dirty tricks club. You know, they all wash my hand, I'll wash your hand. I'm gonna be fucking geezers, man. I hate their guts. Any other questions? Yes.
You said we should talk about what sexy money, the bank. You had mentioned how corporations have taken over much of the control. But in terms of banking, the fact that the Illuminati took over the Federal Reserve
in
the beginning of the century. Yes. And now, are you familiar with the International Bank for Settlement?
Yes.
In Switzerland, the Central Bank's Central Bank.
What about it?
Which was founded in 1933 by Morgan, and has absolutely no government oversight.
That's
it's
right.
A private entity.
It's like a quasi-governmental thing, but it's not at all. It's totally private.
And the International Bank of Settlement has some degree of control over all of the private central banks of virtually every country in the world.
Hmm. Bank of banks.
It's the bank of banks, and it's totally beyond the law.
They financed it.
Well, so it's the Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve.
Private
is not federal, and it's not a bank.
It's amazing, yeah.
It's a private corporation.
Private corporation owned by rich dudes, you know. Rich dudes own your country.
Owned by the member banks.
Member banks, and which is owned by this.
You started to comment a little bit on New Orleans, but then you got sidetracked. I wondered.
Yeah, on New Orleans. Yeah, absolutely, positively. That dike. Yeah, that was let go by a small charge there. That story was a complete fiction. That was caused by this supposedly grade 5 or something. That was downgraded because they couldn't maintain that story for too long. Actually, that hurricane wasn't that big that went down there. But when they got rid of that levee there, it became big. They've been wanting to reclaim that real estate from the black people down there for 100 years. They tried this shit 100 years ago. It didn't work. They weren't able to kill all the blacks down there. Now they did it, and they got the real estate back. They just wanted to get the real estate from the black people that owned it, because it's worth a lot of money down there. It's a real estate deal that happened.
Have you heard that they found oil down there somewhere? I read a story somewhere. They found oil down there.
Yeah, the New Orleans.
It has oil.
The only place in the country where the super tankers come in is the Louisiana offshore port. There were numerous counterterrorism meetings in New Orleans prior to the hurricane. What's called the Gulf Port Military Expo. The key people that managed the affair after the hurricane were at the meeting. Blanco said that prior to the hurricane that what we need here is a regional homeland security defense base. That land is going to more than likely become that.
Sure.
And there are various other...
Yeah, and the old French Quarter is going to be a bunch of casinos now. Apparently there's going to...
But there's a lot of big oil versus big easy.
Mm-hmm. Is that going on around the coast of America now? Are they going to do Florida?
I'm just familiar with that.
Is that going to be all around the coast? Are they
going to
be closer off the coast?
I'm not familiar, but I'm pretty familiar with what's going on.
Yeah, that was another inside job, New Orleans.
Right.
Another inside job.
Do you think that there's that there's one party and that's all a joke now, that there was never...
Yes, one party. There's no... The Democrats are owned by the Republicans now.
And the left and the right and all that, what's left?
No, there's people that are left that think they're doing good, but they're just uneducated and they don't have the skills to do anything. They just don't know. I mean, September 11th, the plane slammed into the towers. September 12th, I was publishing articles loud and clear going, this is an inside job, this is by the oil and arms industrialists here in America did this job. And you know what the liberals and the leftists said to me? This is not the time to criticize. We had to stand behind our president. Yeah.
So what are you going to do for, what do you advise we do for the next election cycles?
There's nothing. 2006? There's nothing. Don't go to the booths. Don't go to the tolling booth, that's for sure. Maybe fuck shit up. Fuck shit up, like I said. Get those email bombs out, man. Don't vote. I wouldn't vote. No way.
Take chances here.
Here's a good thing to do. You know, all these news programs, a nice clever thing to do. You know these news programs like at CNN that they have an office on like Rockefeller Center or something, and you'll have people in the background behind the window as the liars, the newscast liars, are sitting there lying. And in the background, you'll see people milling around with their shopping carts and stuff like that. Go with a big sign saying, you know, Bush is a dick, you know. Bush, inside job, 9/11, you know. Get up on in their face, disrupt them any way possible, by any means necessary. The problem is that, once again, we bump into the brick wall of, we're clinging on for dear life. We don't have the time. Who has the time? That's why I say support the direct action people. They don't even take showers anymore. I love these people. They don't need a shower, and they will go fuck shit up. So let's give our money to these kids. I love them.
So I wanted to respond to what I heard this gentleman say about in regard to the electronic voting machines which they're trying to bring into New York. I mean, just in historical context, there was something called the Boston Tea Party, where everybody threw all the stuff off the
beautiful,
board.
Beautiful, beautiful. Go in there.
I heard it mentioned the possibility of bringing, they're going to try to bring electronic voting into New York. And it was mentioned that someone would bring a hammer into the polling booth.
Yep.
And I would imagine what would be done with that hammer.
Yeah. Well, that person will go to jail. It'll be a federal
offense. Get arrested.
I like the glue. The glue is better because it's quiet.
But the concept
of direct action.
It's the best concept now.
Historical, continuity.
And the military
that's a very
portion
interesting
too.
Idea.
Very interesting
not
idea.
Not necessarily promoting it, but I think it's a great idea.
It's a great idea. This idea of somehow mobilizing another Boston Tea Party, and with the tea, of course, being the voting machines, that would be a great idea. And how do you do that? I mean, like, how do you get, like, people's minds ignited to get this kind of stuff going? Because, like I say, it's hard to get this stuff out there. I mean, you're not gonna, they're certainly not going to put this on CBS, ABC, NBC, saying, ah, you know, it's a good idea, maybe go disrupt this. You got to get it out through these alternatives means. Everybody's going to Nickelodeon. All the kids are going to the MTV website now. How do you get the people to the truth? It's
during the Boston Tea Party, we didn't have television.
There wasn't so many people there, and the pamphleting worked back then. Now pamphleting doesn't really work because... there's so many people that this one-on-one thing, like, I'm all for this idea of this grassroots thing, you know, politics begins at home and stuff, yes, and the immediate vicinity, yes, but unfortunately we have to project further than that. Pamphleting doesn't do it. What's that?
Dramatic actions.
And you have to have charismatic leaders. You have to have somebody who get up there and...
All right, one more point I'd like to bring up, though, is that all the talk of peace in the world... And all the talk of, and all the research in the world, and all the measured approaches, and all the studied reports, and all the investigative research, and all the pleas for peace, will not work unless it's backed up by a military component.
I disagree.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Hold on.
I disagree.
Let me finish the part. There's no way Hitler could have been stopped by any kind of thing other than a multifaceted approach, unless there is some resistance, and I mean physical property resistance, physical stuff, real resistance. I'm afraid that all the truth telling in the world is not going to work. Sorry, I'm sorry to have to, you know, because I'm a peaceful person. My face wouldn't look good with a bullet in it. I don't like the idea of playing with bombs and blowing my face off.
Right,
on stage, it's
a
nonviolent movement. It's in our charter. It's a
nonviolent.
That's right.
Movement.
That's what I was
going to
say.
That's your charter. I'm not just a guest here. And don't censor. Listen, these are ideas. This is the dialectic here. I throw this stuff out there because nobody's ever heard this stuff before. Remember, you were the guys that went on September 12th said, "Oh no, you shouldn't disagree with the president." I'm sure that many of you took a long time to get to this point where you think that maybe we shouldn't have got behind the president. Because I'll bet that one or two of you actually thought that it was Islamic terrorists that did it. So we know.
I definitely did.
Okay.
I definitely did.
And I bet you most of the people. The point is though, don't discount this military stuff. Just because you're a
wild man. And that's how come he knows the truth. He's not domesticated. He's not conditioned. And so, you know, he's able to know the truth before anyone else. And I thank him so much for coming.